Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Clay Ferreiro is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He was at the arena last night. Had a viral interview on Local 10 and on social media today. He found a kid. Loved the fights. They're punching each other. Who doesn't love to see people punch each other?
You know, I love
Clay Ferreiro is with us. I know you do. Clay, in terms of fun, because I know you root for the Panthers. We all root for the Panthers. In terms of fun, where does last night rank on the list of sporting events that you have witnessed?
Oh, the best. Number one for me is always going to be the Saints winning the Super Bowl, just because I grew up a Saints fan, and so that was a blast. But as far as from a pure coverage perspective, the teams that you start to cover, and then you start to like that they're winning and like them and all that stuff. Panthers are what happened last night was just incredible, because you didn't have the angst. It was just such fun and joy the entire time, and thankfully no serious injuries. So we kind of make light of the fighting and all that stuff. It was a lot of fun.
Do we have to isolate that game? Because first game, 4-3 overtime, second game, 5-4 double overtime, and then just a flat out ass kicking. Can we have to take that game out of our minds going into game four?
I think so, with a caveat. Two, in fact. Number one, is this the start of the Skinner meltdown? And he was so good in games one and two. And I didn't think he was appreciably bad last night. It just felt like the team kind of broke down a bit in front of him, and then he couldn't save stuff. But we do know there's a history there of when things start to go south with Skinner and Net, that it's hard for the Oilers to get it back. Sounds today like Knobloch's going to keep him there, but we'll find out in game four. The other one was, did they break the Oilers mentally last night? And my guess is that they're going to bounce back from that, and they're not going to lose their composure again like they did in that third period, because they're just too good and they've been in these situations before. But that was something. That was a meltdown in the third period that was like, you don't even see that in a February regular season game. That was and I think there's a lot of stuff the cameras didn't catch, by the way, as far as some of the slashing behind the play. I remember a couple of times looking up and being like, what was that? So clearly Edmonton was frustrated. Clearly they were taking it out on the Panthers physically and in ways that are crossing a line that, yes, I know the Panthers are physical. That's their identity. But the stuff the Oilers were doing last night, that was crossing a line. And so I feel like if they can't get back to who they are, then maybe it's not an isolated situation. But my gut says they will.
We were talking about Brad Marchand earlier in the show, Clay, and how remarkable it's been. Not only that, he joins this team. He really only plays a small number of regular season games. And now throughout the playoffs has become one of the best players on the ice, obviously, because he's one of the best players in the NHL. But I'm just kind of thrown back about how he's almost like the locker room leader now. what does it say about him specifically that he can come to a championship team and not only be great because he's a great player, but like become the vocal leader of a championship team?
So I think it's interesting. I think it says as much about the team as it does him. And I was listening to somebody talk about this last night, that when Brad Marchand was named a captain in Boston, there was almost this feeling like he kind of had to dial it back just a little bit. I mean, he's never going to be not a Rab. That's who he is. But that sometimes, you know, he had to kind of walk that line a little bit from just being ridiculous. Whereas he comes to the Panthers and he's surrounded by a bunch of guys that are like him. And he also doesn't feel like he has to be the grown-up in the room if he doesn't want to be. And so if you have a captain, you're not shooting plastic rats at him 150 miles an hour. Brad Marchand isn't the captain with the Panthers. He can be the guy that's just dancing around and they're shooting rats at him, and he loves it. I just feel like he's allowed to kind of go back to being himself even more than he was in Boston, and I think the team is allowing that to happen, and it's just the culture that the Panthers have built, and it's really cool to see.
Clay, you interviewed a young girl at the arena last night, and it's gone a little viral. It was on Local 10, and she says, "I really liked when they punched each other in the face a lot."
Yep. So backstory there. This is sometimes God smiles on you. So before the game, we were looking for a different fan feature because I was in charge of like kind of the hoopla, the fan stuff, and it didn't work out. And so I looked over and I see, this cute little 9-year-old girl that's like really feisty, like waving her towel and like super into him. I'm like, fine, I'll go talk to her. And I said, so what's your favorite part of Panthers game? She goes, "I really like it when they fight." And so her dad starts laughing and I start laughing and all that. But then I think it was at the end of the first period, there was just a little skirmish. And so I'm like, okay, cool. I can work that into the piece. I can work her. Then the third period happens. And I'm like, man, this is great. This was perfect. I get to use this girl and all this stuff. 2 minutes before our live hit, guess who walks out next to us? The little girl and her dad in the concourse. So I'm like, oh, man, can you wait? Can you just hold on just a little bit and we'll do it live instead of – and she was fantastic. So, it was really cute. And, it's one of those things where kind of serendipity hits you. But, part of what I love about this job is – you don't know what the story is going to be. And it was pretty clear that by the third period, the story was going to be more than just about the final score of the game. And it was kind of cool that we were able to center.
She was right on, though. That was fun, watching them all punch each other in the face.
And that was organic. She was just, I didn't even see it till somebody posted it today. Like when I introduced her, she put her hands under her chin and like smiled at the guy. Like she was a ham, but she was legit. Like she wanted the fighting and she got it.
And we're both girl dads, and Ava loved it. Ava Chan sat down. I don't know if your daughters watched it, but there's no problem with that, man. Introduce them to life, right?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference.
According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Introduce them to life, and also, like, it's okay. It's part of the sport. It's been around. Now, we're not telling you to go to the schoolyard and you know, when you're don't cold cock somebody and all that. But, you know, it's I kind of feel like some of this stuff is starting to become a little taboo, that maybe it's a little bit too far. And so I think the fact that last night, and look, it's good that nobody got seriously hurt, so we are kind of able to make light of it a bit. But that's the sport. That's the way it's been forever. And to my knowledge, you've never had anything cross a terrible line where somebody, you know, in the middle of an actual fight. I'm not talking about when somebody gets blindsided, you know, stuff that when two guys are engaged with each other, or in last night's case, 12 or 10, it's part of the sport. And yeah, I think everybody loves it. Whether they want to admit it or not, I think everybody loves it.
Yeah, I thought it was awesome. I had more fun. But like you said, there was no angst last night. That kind of stuff can drive you crazy if you've got an angst-filled game. That was just fun from the jump. And so all the rest of it made it great. I was looking, who was it that got in the fight in the Puerto Rican Basketball League yesterday? Was it Andre Drummond? Who was it that anybody see that?
Was that DeMarcus Cousins?
Oh, it was DeMarcus Cousins. You're right. You're talking about fights that get out of control and out of hand. Did you see that, Solana?
No, I didn't. I missed that last night.
Oh, my DeMarcus God.
DeMarcus Cousins ain't all the way there. I don't know if y'all
know. No, he got into it with a fan underneath the basket, and then when he got kicked out, they started throwing beers at him, and he tried to jump up into the – it was nuts last night. But that, that to me, like the hockey stuff, it was just fun last night.
I agree with Clay. I don't need that, Clay, but a little 5-on-5 I can deal with.
Also –
that 5-on-5 fight was great.
It was great, and it's also it's I don't want to say regulated, but, you know, when –
It's part of the game.
Part of hockey that you let the players decide stuff, and you know, hey, if you're going to let some of the stuff go that these refs were letting go, they're gonna decide it.
All right, Clay Ferraro from Local 10. I almost said Clay Ferraro.
Wow.
Yeah, that was an
Probably
old. I used to
pronounce anyway.
I think we used to do that years ago, right? Didn't we have a whole segment about whether you're Ferraro or Ferraro?
Yeah, I mean, I think it should be Ferraro, but my father is Italian, and that's how he pronounces it. And you don't go against your Italian dad.
I'll call him Ferrari because he's a high performance machine.
Oh, nice little punctuation on the segment there. That was nice. All right, Clay Ferrari,
my dad
from Local 10. We always appreciate your time. We'll see you, Clay.
Take care, fellas.
There you go, Clay Ferrari.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.